It's been a couple weeks, but I want to pick up again. We're actually in the 14th thesis of Walther's Law and Gospel. He says, and this is a little bit confusing, so I'm just going to limit this down as quick as I can here, okay? He says that you're not rightly distinguishing law and gospel in the Word of God if you demand that faith is a condition for justification and salvation. We're coming back to this. It would be wrong to preach that people are righteous in the sight of God and saved not only by their faith, but also on account of their faith, for the sake of their faith, or in view of their faith. Now, it is absolutely true that we are saved by grace alone through faith alone. We are saved by faith alone. We are made righteous in the eyes of God by faith alone. But when we say faith, we have to mean it the way that the Scriptures mean it. Many times when we're thinking about faith, we're thinking about the content surrounding it, the doctrine, the life, the morals, right? Sometimes people say faith and they mean that gift of God, which is then followed by our love toward others. And by the way, that idea sparked off a whole lot of debate during the Reformation. Some mean the faith that you have in God, the faith that you're creating and following Him. But God's word really only means one thing. That a person is justified and saved not by their own acts, but solely by the doing and the dying of their Lord Jesus Christ. And He is indeed, as we know, the Redeemer of the world. Now, this is completely outside of you. You cannot find it within yourself to believe it, because this idea is literally incredible, right? It cannot be a construct of man, because it is literally unbelievable on its own. You know, to believe this is a gift of God given by the Holy Spirit. And when I say gift, I mean it, right? Because do you earn a gift? No. Are you expected to reciprocate when a gift is given? No. The gift of God is given freely to you with no expectation of a gift in kind. God certainly expects by His law that we will follow His commands for the sake of our neighbors and ourselves. But even that's a gift that He's given. It's still not out of our own hearts. It's His transforming us. Rather, faith is a gift, is given. Just like God gave His own Son. Not that we would return the favor, but that we would cherish it, make it ours, honor it. God gives faith, and through that gift, He saves us. Now, He doesn't give faith just to those who He saved. That would fit within the Reformed / evangelical camp of theology. Rather, He gives faith out lavishly to any who would hear His word. That's why we can say Christ died for all. For all have the same access to saving faith given even to you. So faith, then, the gift, is given through the hearing of the word. And faith, that gift, does not save you. It's not a creation of ours, but a gift dependent upon God's good grace. Then let us pray. Lord God, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own, and to confirm those who've come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, and from the lip to the life, that as you have promised, your word may achieve the purpose for which you've sent it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in His peace.